Hello, everyone, and welcome to our second episode of Bridge Bytes, the digital marketing podcast that keeps you up to date and in the know on everything digital. Today, I am joined by Alana Henlish, the Chief Revenue Officer at Bridge, to discuss a very important industry-shattering topic, the death of the cookie. As many of us have seen in the news, Google announced that it will remove third-party cookies in its entirety and is creating a new way to build identity. This announcement caused a lot of rumblings and panic amongst marketers. How can marketers connect with customers if cookies go away? Are brands and agencies going to have to reinvent the identity wheel? At Bridge, we have the answers. Are you ready to find out? Let's dive in. Hey, Alana, thank you for joining me today.
Hey, Maddie, thanks so much for having me.
I'm really excited to talk about the decimation of cookies today and what it means for marketers and brands alike, because we've seen across clients and peers that people are really becoming in a state of panic and they're not really sure what this Google announcement means. So can you talk us through our approach of collecting data and building our customer profile? And how do we intend to keep our first party data updated if cookies are going away?
Sure. So many of our customers and partners have been coming to us with the same concerns since the Google announcement. The good news is that at Bridge, we do not and never have relied on cookies. We've always been a cookieless company. The cornerstone of our consumer opted-in data is an email address attached to a real person. Similarly, we receive mobile ad IDs, which is also attached to an email address and tied to a real person. So our partners are working with us in ways other than with cookies through our authenticated first-party data assets.
So what exactly does this mean for our clients? How are we at Bridge navigating these changes made by Google?
There actually will be no restrictions on how we collect our data since our approach is cookieless. We are not dependent on Google or any of the changes that they're making. So our campaigns are not impacted and our clients will continue to make the most out of every dollar spent.
That's great. And despite all this, a lot of clients still have questions, rightfully so, and there is confusion around the decimation of cookies. So what exactly are the benefits of Bridge utilizing first-party data and never using cookies?
So we at Bridge always knew that the cookie would have an expiration date. That's why one of the main reasons why we built our company around collecting first-party data based on an email address foundation. This allows us to help build a 360-degree view of a person without relying on those cookies. But, you know, that said, we're always monitoring shifts in the industry and looking for ways to stay ahead of the changes. This can range from exploring robust partnerships as well as other data acquisition strategies aligned with today's mobile users. Some of the benefits for the marketer to that question is that they can take comfort in the fact that working with Bridge, they know that they're actually talking to a real person. They know that their messages are going to be delivered on correct or the most appropriate channels where their audiences are most likely to engage. And they can remain confident, as I said earlier, that they're making the most out of their ad spend.
That's awesome. And as we close this conversation, what is the main point our listeners should be taking away from this?
I think the main point is that although the demise of the cookie is happening, since our campaigns are not cookie-based, Bridge is very well positioned to navigate all of these changes.
Thank you, Alana, so much for debunking the death of the cookie with me. I think it's a very important topic. And if you're listening and are ready to get implemented with first-party data in your campaigns, you can contact your Bridge representative today or email us at connect@thebridgecorp.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Until next time, this has been Maddie Dratch from Bridge.